Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, welcome to Redmen TV. It is a dual build-up show special. Liverpool played two games in 2 days and we thought we could do separate videos, or no, we could just do one. Here we are. We're living with our decisions and you'll have to live with them too. But for the best, it means we get to cram two games with the Liverpool stuff into one show. I think it's absolutely balmy and potentially amazing. Chris Pajak, Ben Kelly and Jack Gill join me for this one. Chris, the maddest week in Liverpool history begins right here.
It is bizarre. Like I was just saying on the build-up show not long ago, like, and I was just saying it was such a tough sell to Kat that like Liverpool are playing Tuesday and Wednesday, because I swear she thought I was having an affair, because it's just as she's not a football fan.
Yeah.
So what do you mean they're playing Tuesday and Wednesday? And she couldn't get her head around it. Imagine Liverpool Football Club trying to get their head around this fact.
Yeah.
It is just insane, isn't it?
You've got hundreds of people that they have to organise across two continents. It's insane. I'm the same. Like, so I'm gonna be in Birmingham on Tuesday, and then I'm gonna be mercifully I'm not flying to Qatar in between, which was my negotiation for my sins. We've got the lads over there actually, Ross and Tom and Si will be over there as well, so we'll have loads of coverage for you from on the ground of the Club World Cup. But yeah, let's start with Aston Villa, because let's do this chronologically. We'll do the first half Villa, we'll do the back end of the Club World Cup. So if you know you want to listen to the second half after the fact, you can do. Ben Kelly, the Aston Villa game, I'm really excited about that game of football, because I don't expect Liverpool to win, but I expect it to be fascinating.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm just curious, because I've got, I suspect that we might lose. But really, I've got no idea how it's going to go, who's going to play, what Villa are going to do. Like, there's so many different elements of this game, that, and it's just all a bit mad. You know, you've got the likes of, you know, Elliot and potentially Brewster, Van den Berg, and all these players, potentially Larucci. We saw flash of these players in pre-season in particular. You know, one or two of them play against Arsenal, and now they've got a chance to really come together almost as a full under-23 squad. And just give it a go, and that's all we want from these guys in this game.
It's good, because Neil Critchley did his press conference ahead of this one, Jack, and he was saying that along those lines. I thought it was really interesting. Me and Ben discussed this on the news, but he's had this team together. It's his team. It's not like you're throwing a Milner in there and a Lallana, and you're throwing a couple of guys here. He's had this team together. He's had them preparing for this game. Now, look, ultimately, they might fall short because they're kids. You know, they're not fully blown professional footballers. And he said himself, the step between where they are and where Aston Villa are is the hardest step to make in football. But Liverpool's preparation will be as good as it can be, given the circumstances.
Yeah, it will be. I spoke to them both this season, him and Barry Lutis, and they're both optimistic with the players they've got. They've both got good squads, players with really good potential, and they're both optimistic. They both see it as everyone does. So it's a free hit. No one's expecting much, but the players will be really up for this. This is their chance to shine, and it's a squad where you've got players like Herbie Kane and Chirivella, who won't maybe be playing for their careers at Liverpool, but they'll be playing for their footballing careers and trying to get them a move in January or the summer maybe. And then you've got players like Elliot, who everyone's looking to him as a very, very good player who has potential to be a massive star for Liverpool in the future. So it's going to be a really good game for us to watch.
You spoke to Chris at the weekend. What was his sense? Because a lot of his press conference is about he's excited at the challenge. But I get the impression that as much as there's no expectation of them to win, there's an expectation of them to go out there and show what they're made of, basically.
Yeah, I had a bit of a joke with him and said, well, what's it going to be like managing the first team? He's like, oh, it's not really the first team. But I think it's like you say, he's playing it down because he knows there is a possibility that it could be a bit of an embarrassment. Like, let's be honest, yeah. That is a possibility. But at the same time, I think he knows that he's got a squad that are capable. And when they've got fire in their belly, anything could happen. I mean, I expect Villa to put out a strong squad because they're not gonna want to be embarrassed. But I mean, that's what our lads will want. They want to go into this game. They want to be playing against players like Jack Grealish and John McGinn, and they want to go out and impress against them sort of players.
It'd be interesting to see. You know, we talk about the mentality of the first team all the time. I wonder if that mentality that has filtered down at all. You know, and we can get a sense for that.
They do have that. I mean, you look at the Salzburg game a few weeks ago, they needed a point to go through. They were 2-0 down at half time and they came back and won it 3-2. And even when they got that equaliser, they pushed and pushed for the winner, which they got with the last kick of the game. We saw it against Arsenal as well. You look, Curtis Jones, I know he can't play tomorrow, but he's the captain of this squad usually. He got the winner there, the winning penalty there. And it's a squad that is very capable of doing it. And I really wouldn't be surprised if they do.
The other thing as well is for Critchley, and he said this himself, is, you know, it's worth, a game like this is worth 1,000 training sessions, isn't it? They were the quotes that were attributed to them. I think I read them in Bascom in the Telegraph or something. And that's got to be good for him because there's a potential that he's accelerating their development. I mean, these lads might know after tomorrow's game exactly what the difference is and what they have to do. We might not feel the benefit of it tomorrow, but we might feel the benefit of this in the future of their careers.
It's mad, isn't it, when you consider, it's probably the last time we'll mention his name on the channel, but like, look, Bobby Duncan, you know, he'd have been in this game. And it would have been a great test for him, a great barometer of his abilities. You know, he obviously thought he was good enough to play senior football.
Still not started for Fiorentina.
No, still starting for the kids as well in Fiorentina, isn't he? But, you know, it's massive. You know, some of these lads, that's why I think the disappointments that Brewster might miss out is a big one for me. You know, he's a doubt for this one. Ultimately, Harvey Elliott, it'd be good to see him in the flesh again. But yeah, Bruce, this could have been his big opportunity. I mean, there's talk of him going out on loan in January. Would have been
that part of the Sancho deal?
Yeah, absolutely. would be a shame. What's your thoughts on the lads we've taken away then? Because obviously Williams has gone and Curtis Jones has gone. It's a big compliment to them. Obviously, I think it's a testament to how threadbare we are in a couple of areas of the squad, maybe more than anything else.
Yeah, I'm not sure about... I definitely agree that Neco Williams is. I'm not sure about the Curtis Jones on whether that is because we're short anywhere else. I think the Wijnaldum injury obviously happens after the squad's been announced, hasn't it? So I think that was more for him for what he's done so far this season. Williams, obviously, I think everybody knows we're short of right back, aren't we? And because of the lack of defenders as well, he may get an opportunity. I'd really like to see them both start at Monterrey, but you've got to...
For them, I think Ben made a good point on the news that it might actually be a disappointment for them because this was a good opportunity for them to lead a senior Liverpool side out in
yeah, but they won't see it like that. The same way Critchley didn't see it like that either, I suppose. For them, look, they might want to play against Aston Villa in the Cup. Had they get beat 5-0, they'd probably rather be in the Club World Cup squad. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I think they'd rather... I don't know, it's hard to say. I'd rather be with the first team squad training all the time in front of Jurgen Klopp all the time, staking a claim for me place, whether it get on the field or don't, than playing the side that plays against Villa, because you're managed by the same manager, you're playing with the same lads. If you're doing as good as you can be there anyway, Klopp's not going to learn anything about you.
I suppose.
But if you put yourself under his two eyes and you do well in training out there and you conduct yourself like a Liverpool first team player and you get some minutes on the pitch, I think that will be, they'll see that as a better opportunity.
It must be a confidence lift to be... When there's an opportunity to be left at home to play the Villa game,
and he still
opts to take you with him.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you're finally, it's like you're dying at the adult's table. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh, look at this, and you don't necessarily need to be there. You know, but you've still been chosen to be included among the senior squad. It must be it's a message sent, I suppose.
And we're saying all these things, you know, there's every chance if they're there, they'll be involved because, look, by all accounts, Jack, they're going to take, barring injuries and what have you, the likes of Elliot will be straight on a plane and straight over to Qatar afterwards anyway. So if that was going to be the case, they'd do the same with Jones. It says to me that he'll almost certainly be on the bench against Monterrey. And again, that lift of him saying, this is how highly I rate you. Yes, injuries. But I could do that to you, but I actually see you as just that little bit ahead so far in your development.
So say if they don't start, say if we have a comfortable lead, why would Klopp bring on a player like Oxlade-Chamberlain, who he could rest for what's a tough run after Christmas, when he can bring on Curtis Jones from the bench? And yes. Curtis Jones has been phenomenal this season. We saw him against Wolves last season in the Cup, and he didn't play too well, did he? And that was his only opportunity, really, last season. But this season, he's performed really, really well. He deserved his Premier League debut last week. In the Cups, when he's played, he's really impressed. I was quite disappointed when he didn't start against Arsenal, but we've seen since then.
Look what he does off the bench.
Exactly. He was phenomenal off the bench. He scored the winning penalty.
How did he do in the 23s after that?
Phenomenal. He's scored or assisted nearly every game he's been in the under-23s this season. And since being made captain for them, he's really upped his game. And you can see he's playing with more confidence now. He's a bit greedy at times, but I like that. I like that in the player. And that can be a good thing at times. It's like Critchley said Saturday, he knows exactly what he needs to do to improve his game. And you can see it improving week in, week out. And he's another player that I think will probably benefit from a loan. But I can see him being a massive star for Liverpool.
I was just going to ask, are we getting to the point with Curtis Jones now that we perhaps got to with Harry Wilson, where he's probably outgrown the youth football and he needs to be playing?
I'd agree. I think this season he's really stepped it up. I mean, we looked at Brewster, and before his injury, he was starting to do the same. But since he's come back from his injuries, he's been a bit disappointing. So that's why I think they're hoping his loan move is to save him there. Whereas Jones, I think he is the sort of person that will loan him out, and I think in the Championship he'll excel. Yeah. I think he'll be phenomenal there.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we'll move things on to Monterrey in a second, but a bit daft doing, like, you guys have managed to put together a predicted 11, which is out on the channel already. Score predictions, I mean, personally for me, we do score predictions for fucking pre-season games. This is an actual senior game of football. I think the best case this side's going to hope for is maybe to take it to pens or something. If they can keep it tight. I never predict defeats on this, but I think, you know, if you get beat 3-1, you manage to get a goal and you don't get embarrassed.
Are you predicting a defeat?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm predicting 3-1 to Aston Villa. Jack?
5-3. To Villa.
Three goals, fair enough. I think we're going to lose 4-0.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Sorry, everyone.
After 10 years, I'm going to pick a defeat. This is our 10th season. It's the first ever defeat that me and you have ever predicted. And it's going to be 5-0 to Aston Villa. I'm really sorry. I'm dead sorry. I don't watch these lads, so I've got no idea.
In all fairness.
He's got names on the board before, and I was like, cool. Longstaff, doesn't he play for Newcastle?
In all fairness, though, don't get me wrong, we're the massive underdogs tomorrow, but think how many times Liverpool Football Club, and that's the first team I'm talking about, right down to the bottom, we've been the underdogs and we always, always defy belief.
I'll give you a good example of this. And it's a different way to think of this, because we're thinking this from the it's how good the first team is, and we've taken all of our first team players out. Cup upsets happen all the time. Like, non-league teams, not Premier League teams. That doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. And it's probably worth thinking of it more from that perspective than Liverpool are throwing a bunch of children in there.
Right, 4-0 to Villa.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but I think this is definitely one of those hope rather than expectation magic of the Cup. I just want to go out and see the lads show the same levels of passion.
The magic of the Cup when it comes to the Carabao?
We're about to find out, Chris. We're about to find out, because nothing would be more magical.
It's a competition that no one ever mentions. Magic of the Cup and the Carabao.
Imagine if Villa didn't go full strength and just went, it'll be fine.
That wouldn't surprise me either, because they're in a relegation.
I would be shocked, astounded, flabbergasted, because there's just too much at stake for them.
Yeah.
They can't lose at home to our kids.
It would be funny, though.
It would be hilarious.
Imagine shooting them while they're down. They're like 17th in the league. They've not won in a few weeks.
Imagine being Dean Smith and you lose to Liverpool's kids at home. I can't.
You wouldn't get out of Liverpool. No. Right, we'll move things on then tomorrow. If you want more from Liverpool under 23s in the academy, do check out at Redmen Academy, which is run by Jack. There's a new channel on YouTube now where you're going to be able to get more of that stuff as well. And there's a podcast that's on the redmentv.com. So if you want to know more about these players, Maybe we should listen to our own content. but yeah, it's there for you, so get involved. Right, let's talk Monterrey then. It's mad because I don't know which I know less about, Monterrey or the team we're going to be putting out in the Carabao Cup. I know the Liverpool team now, but I don't know the team they're facing. This is the one though, isn't it, Chris? This is the one that matters. We've gone all in on this. We've took all the senior players. We've completely fucked the Carabao Cup off. We've thrown the kids to the wolves. I actually still think we'll probably rotate quite significantly for this match.
I do, and I think Klopp has to use this opportunity to rotate as well. I think, you know, the first team obviously played Saturday morning. We'll be playing this one on Wednesday. I think he'll have to play the defenders. Maybe doesn't have to play the goalkeeper. The midfield and the forwards all get a rotation for me. And I mean, like, literally five players rotated in the midfield and forward.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think that's because we went with the front three. I know we played 4-3-3-1 at the weekend, Ben, but Salah, Firmino, Mane all start, which tells you there's probably, I mean, obviously Shaqiri plays as well, which could influence this, but you'd imagine Origi probably at least comes in for this game.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I'm like you, I've got absolutely no idea what Monterrey are like. So, I mean, but they are the CONCACAF Champions League winners, so they're used to winning. So for me, I'm a bit like, well,
they're like eighth in their league now.
Oh, are they?
A sticky run, haven't they?
On the opposite.
Well, they're unbeaten in 14. The new manager Antonio Mohamed.
That's it.
Oh, maybe I've got that wrong then.
So for me, I'm like, okay, we've got a squad good enough to beat these, and for me, Shaqiri stays in, Origi, it might be something similar to the Everton team. I think that's what we see.
Well, these crept through, didn't he, in the last round? The problem is with this, Jack, is very difficult for us to gauge the quality of opposition, as Ben's saying. The way you gauge it is that Liverpool are the best team in Europe. That means something. They have got a fantastic team. We've been handling the rotation really well so far, and I agree. There's probably a few players that do need to be rotated for this. I suspect it'll be not mad rotation, because let's face it, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday is not, you know, we've handled worse.
But it's the travel and stuff like that as well, isn't it? I mean, the big thing that you need to be making sure that the squad know going into this, you need to tell Origi that it's not Funes Mori. It is his twin brother.
Yeah.
You know,
I do him anyway.
Are they identical twins?
Yeah.
You need to make sure, just so that he knows.
Yeah. But it is literally Funes Mori.
I'm the opposite to you guys. I watch the Mexican League all the time. And I think
what channels are on this?
I've just opened my phone to go onto an app to find the league table and realise I didn't know how to do it. I just decided against it.
But no, on a serious note, I think that they're a decent side. They'd probably beat Everton if they played against them.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying.
Again, promises. No, I don't know, not with big
dunk.
No,
sorry. Just to clarify, do you actually watch the next
No. Never. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
He then came out and said they'd probably be Everton.
He didn't put it in a tweet. He actually got to see his intonation in his face.
But no, it's one of them where I think rotation tomorrow is probably expected. I don't think we'll fully rotate the team. But I think we'll definitely see rotation.
I think because United, to some degree, the travel's a factor, but they've flown. I mean, judging by how Ross and Tom were flown over, like in they got sent. We didn't pay for this, by the way. They got sent over first class, and you best get to sleep in a bed for 8 hours on the plane. Yeah. Get some nice food. They've been looked after. They've been there Monday. They've done an open training session on the Monday. You've got the Tuesday. They're in situ.
It's nice and warm.
And exactly, it's not ludicrously hot, but it's nice. It's the weather's nice and all that.
I want to win it because I want the gold badges on the kit.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's the only reason.
There's been a lot of discussion, I think, about which one. Gareth Roberts put out a tweet today. He said there was some quote saying that Liverpool fans would rather see us win the Carabao Cup than the World Club Cup.
Can we have a show of hands? Who would rather see Liverpool win the Carabao Cup? Who would rather see Liverpool win the Club World Cup? There we go.
Can we win both?
But well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
if you would you rather?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be.
The one thing we've never won.
Well, no, look. This is the thing. It's not like it's. I mean, look at the. I mean, look, pride comes before the fall, by the way. Monterrey can absolutely, the one Monterrey to smack us everywhere. Like, but
this is the fourth time they've been in it. I've just got the stats up. They finished fifth, third, and fifth last time. So they're guaranteed at least fourth, aren't they? So they'll be quite pleased with something like that. But the Mexican side's never gotten to the final of the Club World Cup. So that'll probably tell you a little bit about how those CONCACAF teams perform.
How funny would it be if we beat Villa and then lost to Monterrey?
Not funny at all.
Not funny at all.
No, it wouldn't be funny. Just, mate, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It would be interesting, though.
No. It would be ridiculous. But
get out.
It would be weird, though.
The teams imagine. And stuff, right? Because we know that, like, Europeans don't really respect the competition and stuff. But when you got, like, Bobby Firmino, who wants to play in this, you know, Brazilian guy and all that, there'll be lads there who want to win this competition.
Didn't treat the Charity Shield particularly seriously. Even though we went really strong in that game, but like the way it was talked about was like, look, it is what for God's sake, we didn't even legitimately qualify for that fucking piece of that plate, did we? We were neither of the competitions that make you eligible to enter that. We took the Super Cup. It was talked up in big ways. It's on the honours board and all that kind of stuff. It's treated as being a big thing because you've got to win one of the major European trophies to win it. And the same with me for this. And it was what Klopp was saying about it. You don't get to this competition. It's very difficult, very, very difficult to get to this competition. That makes it rare, which means you've got to go for it. Like I said, stands up for me. It's not something I'm gutted that I'm not going to be there to see us, if we do win it, to see us win it. And I think, but the good thing is, in terms of this round, you've got the opportunity there to, look, if Flamengo get through, which they should do, they're not necessarily a much better team, but they're a team with a bit more history. The whole thing, we've got the history with them previously as well. Their fans will be absolutely nuts for it. They'll have an expectation once they're in the final of getting there. So it will be a big game of football come the final, hopefully, if we're in there. So, yeah, I'm absolutely bang up for this. Who doesn't want three? And also, who doesn't want three televised games of Liverpool in a week?
Two, which on the BBC, which is very convenient.
Yeah, four, actually. Is the Watford game as well?
Well, yeah, 3-7. Yeah,
true. 4-7, yeah, fantastic. Well, let's listen. We're going to do preferred 11s on this in a moment because it's more legitimate to think this time around. But first, I was lucky enough to sit down with Liverpool legend Emil Heskey, absolute superstar, the nicest man in football, for an exclusive interview. Have a look at this.
Youth team, you've got the Youngbergs, etc. In that game, that Arsenal team was something.
Yeah, they were special. They were special. But again, I always say this, when you've got Michael in your side, you've always got that little chance, haven't you? I mean, he's that one chance, and, well, he got two, but, and took them both. The first one
when he dives in, when it's like Owen's first goal. When it breaks in the box, Babel knocks it down.
That's the one. And then he kind of volleys it in. It's instinctive. Always drops to him or Robbie, doesn't it? Bang, goal. And then the second one, it's funny because If you look at the second one, is it Tony Adams kind of shows him onto his left? Like I said, that's fine. I'll take it onto my left and play it in.
Well, it's Patrick Berger's ball for yeah. it. Yeah. Just, he yeah. picks it because he comes off the bench, I think, mm-hmm. right toward the last 15 minutes of the game, and he plays that ball into, yes. into the channel, and Michael chases it down. And as he's running through, I mean, like watching it from the stands, didn't feel like there's any chance.
No, there's no. But you know with Michael that he can shift the ball fairly quickly because he's got that low centre of gravity, and he can shift it and be that 1 yard ahead of you. If you have to take it any more, then you might be able to catch him. But that first 5 yards, you're not catching him. And it's evident that he actually shows him onto his left because he doesn't want him to come back on and try and bend it. Michael just said, yeah, that's fine. Just shifts it. Bang.
Yeah, you can get the full interview on theredmentv.com. It's completely free for the first month. So make sure you sign up, get involved. Check that out on all the exclusive interviews on there as well. As we're heading towards silly season, there's going to be Reds news and Reds transfer roundups every single week to keep you up to date with everything. There's loads of stuff on Minamino and, of course, a ton of SA exclusive interviews with the likes of Clark, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Henderson, Lucas Leiva, etc., etc. Right, gents, preferred 11s. Jack, is anyone you particularly want to see or you think is particularly nailed on to go in this game?
I want to see Curtis Jones start. Uh-huh. I really do. I think it's the perfect chance to reward the lad before he probably goes out on loan in January. I think the fact that he's not gone with the squad to Villa, not had the chance to captain the Liverpool first team, as you like, mm-hmm. I think I'd like to see him start there. I'd also, if possible, I know it's highly unlikely with the defensive options we've got at the minute, but I'd like to give Van Dijk a rest if possible. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of games. We can't afford to have him join the injury list we've got. So if there's a possibility, I know Klopp said that he's been thinking of numerous things he can do to put a centre back. I'd like to see this one as a rest for Van Dijk, really.
Yeah, I think that's probably a stretch just in terms of where we are, yeah. in terms of personnel. Like, but I don't know, the Jones thing for me is interesting, Ben. For me, I think that what we discussed earlier, if there's half an hour to go and the game's wrapped up, Curtis Jones is coming on all day long for me into this one. But there's probably, even with Genie Wijnaldum being a doubt, there's more than enough lads in the midfield who probably need the game time a little bit more.
Yeah, I think Hayter comes in for me. Mm-hmm. It's a game that I want to see him in. Lallana, Shaqiri, Origi. I think, you know, the players who just need, you could say, just need more minutes in the legs, and you know, and then we get through and then you go into a cup final at the weekend and you know, we see what happens there, so he comes in. But for me, particularly Keita, just because he's put together a couple of exciting performances, and I want to see that continue, really. I was actually disappointed he didn't play at the weekend.
Yeah, but I think that's interesting. I think Keita, in that regard, Chris, I think he's done nothing wrong. He's looked outstanding.
I'd absolutely like him in this side. I'd pair him with James Milner, mm-hmm. as a two-man sort of base, and I'd play Lallana in the 10.
Okay.
I'd have Ox over on the left, I'd have Shaqiri on the right, I'd have Origi up top. I'd probably play Adrian in this game as well if I was picking it.
Oh, okay.
And I'd just go normal back four.
I think Milner might start as one of the fullbacks, personally. Uh-huh. I think the midfield three will be Keita, Lallana and Ox. That's what I think. And I think one of the front three will play. And obviously we saw that midfield three is exactly the same as Arsenal. Mm-hmm. So I think Lallana would be in the six.
I'm trying to keep the squad happy as well here, by the mm-hmm. way, and we preferred 11. I've just got a sneaky suspicion. How do you tell Salah, Mane or Firmino that they're not playing in the final if you get through? Mm-hmm. If are they going to play both of them? Do you know what I mean? That's why I've gone with like a completely changed side. So yeah. They all just come back in.
Yeah, I mean, it might just be that case. Yeah, it's very difficult because let's say we do the rotation from the week before. So you rest Firmino and Salah for this one, but Mane starts. Well, Mane then doesn't start at the weekend. Are you telling him that he's missing?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a good point. Very good point. It might just be one of those. Again, it's the 60-minute, 30-minute rotation, isn't it? So whoever plays, you say that, but you say, Mane, you're going to play this game, but you're going to cut. I'll give you 45 minutes or half an hour or whatever at the weekend because you're starting against Leicester and we've got all this under control. It's fascinating. I mean, the fact is, like, you know, against Shaqiri, started at the weekend. Does he then go in another game? Probably. We haven't seen him play back-to-back games this season. I think that would do him no harm at all. It's that midfield balance. Henderson probably needs a game off, to be fair. I think he's played a lot of football lately, hasn't he? So he's probably the most obvious one to come out. And then it's a case of, you're right, the fullback situation. Do you want to put Milner back in? Does Milner come to right back this game because he starts the game for Robert left back the other time?
you've got Nico Williams there. Do you just chuck him in a fullback? You know, did we talk about this before? I thought he was going to come on at the weekend because he was warming up at half time. So maybe he was going to be prepped for this, but the Wijnaldum thing shifts it. No idea is the ultimate question. If you want to know what the team actually is going to be, make sure you check out the starting 11 prediction, where I'm sure you've got both teams absolutely spot on, boys.
I'll nail it.
100%. Okay, then. Just some of the other fixtures going on in and around. In terms of the other Carabao Cup games, Oxford host Man City, of course they do. Everton take on Leicester. Chatting to the Toffee boys about this before, and I don't know which they could do with rolling over here, so that Leicester have got more games to play in January, as far as I'm concerned.
Leicester might rest.
Ooh. Do you think Brendan will turn down the chance of
Oh, he wants to win a trophy. He's not won a trophy in England, has he?
Very good point. The only thing all I would demand of Everton is they do something just to take Vardy out for a week. I'd be happy.
Listen,
I mean, Chris, let's not get greedy. A week out will be fine. Man United host Colchester. Of course they do.
The magic of the cup might live on here.
Exactly. You know, in terms of cup shocks, Colchester's probably more likely than any of the other ones, really, isn't it? Anyway.
The big shock there is they're in the Football League.
Yes. That's a big shock. And on Tuesday as well, while our game, just actually kicking off a couple hours before our game against Aston Villa, Flamengo are taking on Al-Hilal in the other semi-final of the Club World Cup. So I want to check out, see, know a little bit more about our side. We'll probably just be in a pub somewhere. If it's on, it's on. Great. But yeah, there we go. Score predictions for this one then. Jack Gill, what do you think?
3-1 win.
3-0 win.
I'm going to go 4-0, so we balance out with a 4-0 loss and a 4-0 victory.
Oh, it sounds.
That's a net draw of 0-0 over 2 days.
Yeah. I think.
We play both games away. I don't know if that works to the away goals rule.
5-0 Liverpool then. Yeah, I'll take. I was going to go 4-0, but I'll up the ante a little bit.
An away goal win.
It will win on away goals.
Then. Absolutely. Let us know your preferred moments and your score predictions in the comments section underneath. Make sure you check out the dual Starting 11 prediction show as well. And of course, again, subscribe to the RedmenTV.com if you want the full Emil Heskey interview. Other than that, gentlemen, thank you. What a week this is going to be. Stay tuned for all of it. See you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.